So on page Reshut Tes Ois Vav. We're going to finish the piece here in Mitzvah Samelach. Then we're going to learn a short piece just to clarify the question of how relevant is the whole inyan of Shemitah Ksafim to us Jews here in Chutz Laaretz, which really the Mitzvah Samelach doesn't go into, the inyan of Shemitah Ksafim in Chutz Laaretz, and the nature of its relationship to Shemitah's Karka, which we spoke about for a minute, but to see a little bit more on that. And then we're going to, that should just take a little bit, a very short time. And then we're going to learn the Gemara in Gittin. If everybody could bring a Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara Gittin tomorrow. Or maybe tomorrow we might not get, but tomorrow we could get to at the end tomorrow to bring the Gemara in Gittin. Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin. There are a few here, but if anybody could bring, if you have a small Gemara, whatever, to bring Gittin, to learn the Sugya of Prosable, and we'll learn the Shittas, the main Shittas of the Rishonim Prosable, and then Lamaisa, how the Prosable works, and then we'll return to the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, Mitzvah Shem. That's the Tachnit. So on Eisvav, we were talking about the shita of the Yireim. We know that the Yireim holds that Shemitas Ksofim is Nafkaita de Gavra, that the person himself is commanded to release the Loiva, all Loivim, from their debts. It's Nafkaita de Gavra. And therefore he has to say Shamatani, and in the absence of that taking place, the chayv would continue. He does not accept the view of the vast majority of Rishonim that Shemitas Ksofim is Mafkaita de Malka, that it takes place from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on its own, that the Torah is Mafkia all of the chayvis. However, as we learned yesterday, the Yireim himself suggests a very interesting possibility that, but which he ultimately rejects, that that even after the malva, even after the creditor, the lender, even after he's mafkia his chayvis, even after he's mishamid, the truth is that it's not a mechila of the chayv. Remember, he's not moichel on the chayv. It's a hanacha. It's being left to the loiva to pay. The hanacha is that the malva lets go of any attempt or effort to get the money back. He's not going to do that. He's not allowed to do that. He says in the Shamatani, and he's not allowed to go after the loiva at all. However, if the loiva does not pay back, he's a Rasha. He's a loiva Rasha. So the chayv still exists. The loiva still has to pay back. And the malva was mekayim his mitzvah of being mishamet and not violating the issur of leigos. The Yireim himself is chozer from that. Possibility that the chayv continues to exist, that the debt remains in existence after the efkayt of the gavra, after the shmitas ksofim on the part of the malva. But the mitzvah samelach writes that in fact, if you read Rashi and the Tosfos a bit carefully, it could be that they themselves are saying this. That's an oisvav. Even though the Yireim himself, in the end, retracted this chiddush from this view, but in Rashi and the Tosfos Rid, it could be that this is what they're saying. Dina begin lam zayim with beis isa hamach ze chayv lechvei b'shvius. The Gemara there says that when the loiver comes anyway, the loiver comes to return the chayv, to give back the money by shmita. So the Gemara says, Sarach sheyer malay, the malva has to say to the loiver, Meshamat anilach, I let go of this. I release you from the debt. V'im amalai, and if the loiver responds to that, Afal pichay, thank you, I appreciate that you're doing that. Afal pichay, he says the words Afal pichay, nevertheless. Afal pichay, nevertheless. Here's the money. Afal pichay. So then the Gemara says, Yikabel himenu, the malva can accept the money. He didn't. This was not the. Here was not. It was not that he said, I'm paying you back my chayv, and we should say matana, a gift instead. He just says, afal pichay. Nevertheless, here's the money. So the Gemara says, yikabel himenu. Omer Rabba, v'tali le ad de omer hachi. V'tali le ad omer hachi. Now, it's a little bit mysterious. What does this mean? V'tali le, we'll see, can mean two things. Rabbi says, "V'talili Adam Achi." He is waiting or looking to him, or could be forcing. Let's read in a second what Rashi says. "V'talili Adam Achi." Until he says this, Pish Rashi, "Shamalva Kaifa Haleva Sheyer Ma'afa Pichin." So "tali" like "taluhu" can mean to force or to coerce. So "V'talili," according to Rashi, means "Shamalva Kaifa Haleva Sheyer Ma'afa Pichin." So now we have this story different than it was until now. The story is reversed. The loiva comes with the money. The malva says what he's supposed to say. He says mishamatani. He says mishamatani, and the loiva says, "Oh, shkoyach, thank you. Have a nice day." And he's about to head home, and then. The rabbi says, "V'tali adam ahachi," that the malva can force the loiva to say, "Afal pichein," even though you were mishamed. "Afal pichein, I'll pay. Here's the money. Afal, nevertheless, I'm giving you the money." Or even if he doesn't have the cash, but to say, "Afal pichein, I'll get you the money." But he forces him to say, "Afal pichein." Va'ein v'rosh semyutas shehikshalov dim kein. The Rosh asks a very good kasha. What's the kasha? The imkain, bital the teres shmita. The Rosh asks, so if that's the case, then the malva says it's a joke. The malva says, that's what it sounds like. The malva says, mishamatani. Like then he has a gun. He says mishamatani, and he says, "You have something to say to me? You'd like to talk to me a little bit?" And the lady says, I'll pay. So then the mouse says, "That's very good, because I was Mishamit, you know, and so nice of you to offer the money. It was very nice that anyway you said Afal Pichin." So the Rosh says, Shmita. You have eliminated the whole Torah of Shmita. What's Shmita? What does it mean? Shmita's Ksofim. What is it? So Rashi learns that the malva can coerce the loiva, whatever that means, ask him, coerce him, they should say, I'll pay you anyway. I'm going to pay you, don't worry.
Is this any different than forcing someone to give a debt because he wants to give it anyway?
So you could say, you know, that whatever the pshatl is, that the deep down inside he wants to pay. But Shehikshalov, so the Rosh says, the Bital Teres Shmita, the Yochla Kaifai. What's the Teres Shmita? That the Malva can force the Loiva to pay him back? So what's the Shmita? What does it mean? Well, Chayin Pirish, the Vadai, so the Rosh explains, the Vadai Lo Yochla Kaifai. That can't be. That can't be what Rab is saying. Vadai Lo Yochla Kaifai. You certainly cannot suggest, coerce, whatever it is, What can you do? So what did Rabbi mean when he said v'tali lei? So he says that v'tali lei claiming he einav tluyos yoshev umetzape ad sheyom kein. V'tali lei, instead of the Aramaic teluhu, which can mean to coerce, tali lei is like v'enecha lecha tluyos. Our eyes are looking to you for salvation. So it means like this. The Malda says to the Loiva, Meshamatani. Of course, you know that I'm obligated to let go. It's already, you owed me the money, but I'm Meshamat alone. But Tale means that he looks to him and is hoping. He's hoping that he's going to say, don't worry. I'm going to pay you back. Shkoich, you did the right thing. I understand. Afal pichin, I'll take care of it. Tadli klemer yehein of tluyos yeshem etzap ad sheyom hakein. That's how the Rosh learns Pshat. When Rabbi says that tadli ad the yom hachi, ad the yom hachi, that he's hoping that the guy's going to, he's hoping, that's all it means. He's hoping that the Lord is going to say, afal pichin, I'll pay you back, afal pichin. And we have also from the Ritva that he writes like the Rosh. Certainly, that was not what Rabbi was saying. And the Malva was in, he says, Meshamatani, and then he could force the guy to say, Afapiche. The Talalei Hainu deposit lay Hamalva Yodai Lalaiva. So he goes a little bit further. The Ritva says that he says, Afapiche, and then he's allowed to hold out his hand. Not in any way to force, but to ask for it back. Not forcing, but he's allowed to hope that he's going to get it back. The pasuk le'amal v'yodol alayv, but tadalei kamei command the boy mecharve le'meisav le'matana, like he's as if he's asking for a handout, for a gift. In other words, it's not mine, mishamatani. It's not mine, but he's. Maybe you have, you know, he's asking in such a way. The title, like a gift. After the brackets of Emma's. So that's the difference between Rashi and the Russian ritual. So now, the Emma's, the very Rashi, it's Sichemiyin. What's Rashi saying? That after the Malva is Meshamed, he's allowed to coerce somehow the loiva to pay the money. Them is the Rashi Sichemiyin. The Hachi Irish Kvar Oma Meshamet Anilach. The Malva already said Meshamet Anilach. Imke Mashayach Lokuf Haloiva L'Shalom. So what does it mean? If he was Meshamet, it means it means that he let go of the Chayv. There's no more. That's the question. Is there a Chayv? Is there no more Chayv? It sounds like he says Meshamet Ani. He lets go. So. What's it shayach to? Why? What would it mean to then force the guy to pay? Reisi v'seif mishnas yosef amasech shvius. M'shem shuvah says oiras shuvah chelchelas imukufnal biyishuv devirashi. So he explains that shuvah says oiras shuvah explains Rashi al pishitas harishayna the sarvi the shmitas ksofim bizman hazeh eina elam idirabonin. Mishum zeicher l'shmitas ksafim mehatayr. That Rashi is saying this according to the view that he's explained that Rabbah must hold like this view that shmitas ksafim in our times is not midaraisa, it's a drabanan, and the entire nature of this drabanan is really zeicher l'shmitas ksafim mehatayr. As much as I don't like to use the word, but he's saying that it's a formality. It's really a formality. It's not that there's some sort of a halachic process that is taking place. It's a formality that we shouldn't forget that there's a thing in the world called Shemitah. So the Malva says, Meshamatani. V'lachayin yeshlaim, demikara lahitilu chiv al hamava lahashmet achayiv. The Sarish Shuvah says that Mikar really, really Mikar Hadin, the Malva does not have to be Meshamet. He does not have to be Meshamet the Chayv. He doesn't have to let go of the Chayv.
Elakach tiknu sheyema hamalva mishamet anilach. Just that the Chachamim made a takana that in order that the Jewish people hold on to some semblance of this and remember that there's an inyan at the seventh year that has to do with chayvus and so on, that they were misak and they made a takana that the malva should just say mishamet anilach, but not to lose his money. V'acharkech, in other words, the chayv exists. The chayv doesn't go away. And then the lover can be forced to say, afal pichein, but at least by this, it's almost like a charade, but by this little act that takes place, we are holding on to some zeicha of shmita, some zeicha of shviz. And we force the lover shema afal pichein, v'yisham le'achayv. The daibezeh, and this is enough. Kevin Shaideh, yes, I'll call upon him Zechla Din Shemitah's Ksofim. Because through this, there is at least a Zechra of the Din of Shemitah's Ksofim. And by the way, you will see as we go along that there are many, many kulas in the halacha of Prosbul and Shemitah's Ksofim. Very big kulas. So, L'chachila, one should come with the form and appear before the Bezin. And L'chachila, the Bezin should consist of three people who really know the halachas of Shemitah's Ksaf. And it should take place, and there are even those who want that there should be a kinyan. And it has to be a kapeh that we're talking about a situation where the person who's bringing the prosbul owns karka. And so on, there are l'chachilas. At the end of the day, if the person doesn't come, if the bezin consists of amaratza, at least of the shemamitzis, even if they're related, and the malva does nothing more than to nod his head, or even if he doesn't, we could write a prosbul up for him. I mean, there's such an extreme range of l'chatchila and b'deavet. And then there's the view that's brought down in the Rishon that even if a prosbul wasn't made, Mistam, but that's what he wanted to do. So he didn't want to lose his money. Mistam, he wanted to have a prosbul. So how does that work? Zachlad Mishlav Efanav. Even if the Bezin didn't actually write up for him a prosbul. So this range that began with mitzvahs asay kuf mem alav v'shmitas ksofim is reflected in this. Interpretation of Rabbi's view that even though the Malva says Meshametani, he could coerce the Leiva to pay back because this entire event is just Zeichel Shviz to try to remind the Jewish people that there's an Inyan like that. Ula Miloshna Gemar Leimashma Shurag Zeichel Adin Derais. However, when you learn the Gemara, it's not mashma. It doesn't sound like this from the Gemara that we're talking here about some nice little zeicher, you know, to a reminder of what once was. It doesn't sound like that from the sugi and gittin. Shurag zeicher adin deraisa. The Rebbe Gemara sham daru shulei mikra v'zed dvar hashmita. First of all, the entire Gemara is revolving around those words v'zed dvar hashmita. That the malva has to be mishamit, coming from the words v'zed dvar hashmita. And even though we say, even if we hold, and we'll go back to this in a minute, that shmita's ksofim is linked to shmita's karka, to the shmita of the land, which according to Rebbe nowadays is midrabanan. Nevertheless, there still is enough of a serious drabanan that is in place, ad kedei kach, that Hillel HaZaken is mesaken at that kind of called prosbul, in order that the malva should be able to get his money. So the Gemara does not sound like it's just a formality because of zeichel l'shvius. The mashma d'meika d'dinahu, it's mashma d'meika hadin. V'chein muhu agami hataisis rin. Shekosevim, omar afa pichin yikalbim menu shenemar v'zed v'ar shmita, perish b'dibur ba'alma shomar mashmit ani kim ha-mitzvah. So Taisus, it sounds like this too, though, this chiddush. That when the person says, the words. When the Malda says, Mashmit ani, Mashamit ani, he says, Bediba ba'almani, Kim ha-mitzvah, he's Mekayim his mitzvah, v'achakech mutaluk v'eschayra. And then afterwards he can collect the money. Meaning, that which the Yireim in the end couldn't accept, remember, the Yireim could not accept that after the guy says, after the Malda says, Mashamit ani, that the Chayv continues to exist. And that if the lover doesn't pay back, then what? He's a Rosha. So the Yireim himself didn't accept it, but it sounds like that's from Tosfos, from Rashi and Tosfos Rid. Here too, Tosfos Rid says that after the Malda says Meshamatani, Perishes B'diba Ba'alma, he says the words, he's Mekayim his mitzvah, V'chakach mutar ligvos chayva. And then afterwards, he's allowed to collect the money. Meaning the chayv continues to exist. Amar Rabba, should be Rabba, but Talilei ad Amahachi. Places it learns, Perish, Kevin Shekim HaMitzvah, since the Mava was Mekayim his mitzvah, what was his mitzvah? The Amar Mashmet Ani, that he was Meshamet, that he was Mekayim his mitzvah, Avalim Lai Hevim Lai Klal. However, he says, Im Lai Hevim Lai Klal, Eini Yochel HaKaifa Shehevim Elav. So he modifies this, the Tosfos Rid, and says that if the Leiva does not initiate this by coming with the money, so that far he can't go, Shere Lekim Shem Mitzvah, because then he's not Mekayim any Mitzvah. In other words, the Tosfos Rid modifies this Rashi and says that if the guy, maybe this is what Rashi's saying, it's only if the guy comes. If the Leiva comes with the money, so the Malva says, Meshamet Ani, but Afal Pichein, Pay me the money. Meaning that the loiver should say, Afal Pichein, here it is. The Malva could coerce the loiver to say that once he's Mekayim his mitzvah. Mavua, so we see from here, Oid Midvarv, Shagam, Acha Shekim HaMitzvah, that even after what comes out clearly, that the guy comes with the money, doesn't come with the money, but what comes out clearly is, Shagam, Acha Shekim HaMitzvah, even after the Malva was Mekayim his mitzvah, a dina chayv kai, the chayv is still in existence. L'chein kosev shiyochel ligvay schayva, that the malva can collect it. B'tzarech biyir kevin shekva oma meshamet anilach, mashayach leimal zedu chayva. If he already said meshamet anilach, then what is the meaning? What does that mean that there's still a debt? He said meshamet anilach. Well, let's just finish. Mavur b'das Rashi v'atayis v'rid. What comes out from this Rashi and Tosfos Rid is Kachidush Hasheni Shel HaYireim is like the second is that second part of the Yireim. Shagam la'gam la'achas she'omar meshamet anilach, that even after the Malva says meshamet anilach, adayin ha'chayvul k'demikar, the chayv, the debt is the way that it was from the beginning. It's still there. The chayv didn't go away. Just that the malva can hint, he can put out his hand, whatever it is, but he can't, you know, the malva perhaps can't be taiveya, although metalile means lakaifa, means he could coerce him. L'taisis rid gedah hadavahu, according to the explanation of Taisis rid, the gedah hadavah is that the ha'amira gufa he came ha'mitzvah. What is the actual mitzvah? The mitzvah is to say those words, Meshamatani. Just to say the words, Meshamatani. The Bezesh Shama Meshamatani Lach, Krakim HaMitzvah Me'atayra. He was ready to Mekayim the mitzvah, even if you hold it's a deraisa. He was Mekayim the mitzvah. Vein Zeh Mechila, and that does not mean when he says Meshamatani Lach, it does not in any way mean Mechila. It does not mean that he's Meichel, that the Malva has forfeited the loan. Elahanach, it means he's left it up to the lover to take care of. Therefore, the chayv exists the same way that it did before the malva said meshamatani. And that's what Rashi writes, that he can somehow coerce the lover to say afal pichein. He can't actually be Teveya, but he could do something to make the, I don't know exactly what it would mean, but to say, Afa Pichin, Kedil Shamla, Afil Achre Shamla Meshamatanilach. Even after the Malvis said, Meshamatanilach, Da Chayv Kayim Kedim Ikar. Because the, according to this, the Chov exists, continues to exist, Kedim Ikar, as I did from before. It's not the Halacha. But it could be that Rashi and Tosfos are saying like that chiddush of the Yireim, saying that chiddush of the Yireim, or at least according to the view of Rabbah. Not saying that Rashi holds like that, but that Rashi interprets Rabbah in such a way, like that chiddush of the Yireim. Not that Rashi himself is saying a perish on the Gemara. He's not saying that's the halacha, but that's how he learns pshat in Rabbah. We need to clarify the connection between Shmitas Ksofim and Shmitas Kakos, because then because the issue of course is raised about what is the nature of Shmitas Ksofim in Chutz Laaretz. We don't really celebrate or observe Shmita in Chutz Laaretz. And the only presence of Shemitah in Chutz Laaretz is Shemitah's Ksafim / Prusbul. So where does this come from? This Sefer is a very choshev. There are many Svarim on Shemitah. I'm particularly inclined towards this because it's my wife's cousin. And his name is Rav Meir Tzvi Gruzman. That's my mother-in-law's first cousin. Kara Shemitah. And he goes through this inyan. Shmitas Ksafim gam b'chutz laaretz, which is ice base. Parashas Shmitas Ksafim pesaches b'milim habaos. Go back to the beginning where it comes from. The parasha of Shmitas Ksafim is in Re'ei. Miketz sheva shonim tasa shmita. At the end of 7 years, make a shmita. Zed Dvar HaShmita, and this is the matter, this is the inyan of the Shmita. Dvar HaShmita, we saw it could mean the words of the Shmita. Shamait Kol Bal Ma'ashay Yodo, Ashay Yashav Rehu, that any person, any creditor who's owed money, Shamait releases Ashay Yashav Rehu, not to hold it over the other person. Lo Yigais Es Rehu, he cannot exert any pressure on his friend, Vesachiv Kikara Shmita Lasha. Kikara Shmita Lasha, because he has proclaimed a Shmita to Hashem. That's the pasuk. Hakarias Advarim Bikriya Shitchis. If you read this superficially, Ulefi Pshutos Hamikra, the simple Pshat in Chumash, that it sound what it sounds like. Olul Lahasik was likely to come to the conclusion, ki mitzvah zu eina kshura klal o klal le mitzvah shmitas karka, has no connection at all, is not related at all or linked at all to the mitzvah of shmitas karka, to the mitzvah of shmitas karka, ve'inena chofefes la, and does not overlap the mitzvah of shmitas karka of the land in Eretz Yisrael. Hu yomar. Again, when someone's just reading the Chumash, the person would say, "Ki kayomas shtei mitzvahs," that there are two mitzvahs. Shmitas karka, the shmita of the land, hamis kayemas achas l'sheva shanam b'moyeg yedu v'kavua, that takes place once every 7 years at the set time of shmita. U'shmitas ksafim. On the other hand, there's a separate mitzvah of Shmitas Ksofim, Sha'afhimis Kayemis, Achas L'Shevashadim, that's also every 7 years. It says, Miketz Shevashadim, Ach lo b'moy kavua, v'lo b'shani yidua. But not necessarily at any set time that the entire world is observing called the Shemitah year. But rather, what? But rather, Efsher, he says, Efsher kachu yasik, just reading the Chumash, without knowing the Torah Shebaal Peh, one would come to the conclusion Sheshmitas Ksafim Tiyeh Ishis. The Shmitas Ksafim is a personal matter between Reuven and Shimon. That every, meaning of that what? That every single situation where there's a malva and a loiva, l'chol malva or malva, wherever there's a person lending money, tahainu. The time sheish shanim, me'oz nesinas halva, that at the conclusion of 6 years, after 6 years have passed from the day of the loan, imzu adayin lo huxera, if the loan was not yet paid, tavo hashon hashviz, the seventh year comes, regardless of what that is on the calendar for the whole world. It has nothing to do with the rest of the world. It has to do with Reuven and Shimon. Every loan must be paid back after, by the seventh year, or by that time, every loan has to be paid back that took place between whoever this Reuven and Shimon is in the world. It's their 7 years. There's nothing to do with one standard Shemitah. Tova Hashon HaShvi'is U'Tesham Etes HaHalva. And if it's not paid back during that time, then the seventh year is Meshamet the Halva. It erases the Halva. That's a cheshbon between people. It's completely personal. And Mikate Shabbat Shalom, Tasa Shemitah, Vizedvar Shemitah, Shamayk. Now, of course, we're used to the word Shemitah, it always means the land. But if you would just read this, then Mikate Shabbat Shalom, Tasa Shemitah, Vizedvar Shemitah, it's talking about a malv and a loiva, and at the end of 7 years, Zedvar Shemitah, Shamayk, Bamashel, Shiashere, Loigas, Kikar Shemitah, Lashem. The person proclaimed a Shemitah that he's relinquishing, he's letting go of this debt. Ad kama shadov yishoma absurdi, as absurd as it would sound, kach yiyah. But what this would mean, just reading the Chumash, as absurd as it would sound, it would mean halakeach halva michavero, a guy that borrows money, a loiva that borrows money from the malva, yochel lachmaik me hashavasa, he can keep on avoiding, he can keep on delaying paying back. B'meshach sheish shanim, 6 years he's doing this. The law says einav l'shana hashvi shebo yishamet chayva, and he has his eyes turned towards the finish line, this life, that if he could somehow dray the guy around and hold it off and postpone and delay till the shana hashvi is, so then Yisham Echayvai. And then what? Ye'olam di'imolcheg. Ah, amachayah. He makes it. Rosh Hashanah is feeling very good. He made it to Rosh Hashanah. And now he doesn't have to feel bad anymore. And it's it doesn't have to even be, I shouldn't have said Rosh Hashanah. It's not Rosh Hashanah. Whatever that date is. At the end of, let's say the loan took place was Chodesh Shvat. But now it's this 6 years have passed, and it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat, right? So now he can feel he made it, because the chayv is ye olam vi yemochek. I just had a conversation with somebody yesterday. There's a certain fellow that claimed there was a din and dvar between two people, between a Reuven and a Shimon, and it was a complicated thing. And somebody from around here that was Taveya, the fellow that owed him a lot of money for something, a job that was not done. And the guy said, I don't owe you a penny. He was going like this back and forth. And finally that guy, they agreed to go to the Dintar. They went to the Dintar, and it turns out he owes a lot of pennies. $100,000 he owes. That's the amount that the Bezdin said he owes $100,000, and he got off easy. Could have been a lot more, but he owes $100,000. So the whole time he was saying, I don't owe you a penny. So the last night, so I called him, I said, the Dintar is already finished before the summer. The payments are supposed to begin. The Bezdin gave a schedule of how the for the house going to pay? So the guy says, I don't have any money. I don't have any money at all. And this fell through, that fell through, this fell through. I'm looking at going to another business. Maybe sometime in the future I'll be able to pay. That is it. So I said, did you tell this to the? So he said, no, I prefer if you tell him. I said, I'm not telling him that. he prefers if I tell him. I mean, the guy's been trying to reach him for weeks. What's going on? So I called the guy. So the guy said, I prefer, Rabbi, if you could please tell him that. I'm not giving him a penny. So that's, I said, you know, that person is not a rich person. That was his entire life. He ruined his life. And I don't believe that this guy doesn't, because the guy has other inyanim like this that have happened in the past, which the fellow found out and showed the bezdin. He has a history of doing this. He's got stuff going on under different names. He closes this business, opens that business. You know, it's one of these things. Now he's like, and he didn't sound like, you know, I said to him, Hinei yom hadin, what do you know, you there was a din tyrant. He's just a tell him to do whatever he wants. I tell him to do whatever he wants. There's no, he can't get any money from me because I don't have any money, so what's he gonna do? That was the end of it. Yeah, Olam v'yimachek. B'shurus libi eilech, not in the apology, not crying, not embarrassed, not garnished. B'shurus libi eilech, $100,000, the person's entire life, it's nothing. The Bezlin's gonna give the fellow rishus to go after him in the court. I mean, it's not, the parish is not finished. And I told him that. I said, you know, you have a house, you have things. I said, the other fellow knows about some of your, some of them. I mentioned two businesses that he has in other places. You know, it's not finished. The parish is not finished. I don't have those businesses. It's not mine. It's not my, it's not under your name. It's under your cousin's name. But it's your business. And he's Mishamet Ani. He's Mishamet from the whole Indian. So when you read the parasha here, and you read the parasha in the Torah, It sounds like it's a personal union between a malva and a loiva, and at the end of their 6 years, if the loiva made it, he's off the hook. Achein, however, gisha zu kvahu alasa kishael v'sifri. I mentioned this when we started the piece in Mitzvah Samelach. This havamina is actually as strange as it would sound. This is something which Chazal do consider. Of course, it's not accepted, but they consider it in the Sifri. Nidaina, it is discussed, v'nishlola, and it is rejected. But it is considered as a possibility that this is not at all linked to Shemitah's Karka. Shemitah's Ksafim is a separate parasha that has nothing to do with Shemitah of the land. Bein hadvarim shehuvu sham nimtzeis daito sh'Rabbi Yosi ha'Galili, ha'shoyle l'sagisha b'shel ha'pasuk, karva shnas ha'sheva. Now, the basis of rejecting this approach to make these two independent parashiyas of Shemitah's Karka and Shemitah's Ksafim is found in the view of Rabbi Yosi ha'Galili. The pasuk says, Karva Shnas Hasheva. Now, you remember the person's worried since Karva Shnas Hasheva, the Torah is actually concerned, the Torah expresses this concern, that since the seventh year is approaching, the seventh year, Karva Shnas Hasheva, now that is Mofia B'Parshat Stok of Ahalvah Laniyim, that, as we just learned recently, appears over there, a few psukim later, in the context of the parasha of lending money, of giving stock and lending money to poor people, over there in Parshas Re'eh. And it says, Hishom melacha, you better be careful, the Torah says. Pen yeh dover him levavcha b'li aleima, there might be this yetzahara, an evil thought that you'll have. Karva shnas hasheva, what's the evil thought you might consider? Karva shnas hasheva, shnas hashmita. Oh, the seventh year, the Shemitah, Karva Shnas Hasheva, says two things. Shnas Hasheva, Shnas Hashemitah. Karva Shnas Hasheva, Shnas Hashemitah. V'roa Eincha V'chicha Ha'evyon V'loi Sita Eloi. the seventh year, Shnas HaShmita is approaching, and you might have an incorrect, evil way of looking at this person who is poor, and not to pay him, not to give him money. And this Yid is going to call out to Hashem, and you will be guilty of chayt. You're worried. I'm going to lend money to this poor person, and kavah shnasa shava shnasa shmita. I'll never see a penny of this. Now remember, Prozbul takes this into consideration, and we're going to talk about that. How Prozbul takes this into consideration. Sof kol sof, there was a takana that showed concern as a result of the mitzias that Ashirim, the people who had money, were afraid to lend money because they would never see it again. So the Torah says, Nosan Titan Lai Vilayer, Lavokha Besitain Lai, Rabbi Yosef Lili Hisbir. Rabbi Yosef Lili points out, Kamar Al Kedaz of Omar, Harehu Oimer Karva Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shmita. So Rabbi Yosef Lili says, Karva Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shmita. Says in Pasuk, the person might have this thought that Karva Shnasa Sheva, the seventh year, is approaching Shnasa Shmita. Im Sheva Shadim Lukala Achad Vechad. Hey, Achi Kriva, here, Rabbi Yosef Lili is considering this as a possible interpretation of the Pasuk in Chumash. He says, what does that mean? Karva shnas hasheva shnas hashmita. Im sheva shanam lokal echad ve'echad. Hey, Achi Kriva. If every Malvin Loiva, if each set of Malvin Loiva has their own seventh year, then what does it mean? Karva shnas hasheva shnas hashmita. That the Shmita year is approaching. It's a completely personal matter that depends upon the nature of the loan that took place between Reuben and Shimon. So what does he mean, Karva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita? The Shnas HaSheva for Reuben and Shimon is not the Shnas HaShmita. It might be. I mean, there's a 1 in 7 chance. But it's Lav Davka. And to say that it's talking about the same thing, so that you could say maybe it means the year of the Shmita's Ksafim. So look, Umaskanasa, Rabbi Yosef Lili's Maskana is, Emer me'ata, sheva shanim shel ha'olam. So Yosef Lili says, no. It doesn't mean that each malva and loiva, every single malva and loiva, that Shemitah is a matter of the seventh year of that loan. That's why the Torah goes out of its way. We should not make that mistake. And the Torah links together the two Shemitahs and says, karva shnasa sheva. And you know what that shnasa sheva is? It's not 7 years, shvat, kislev, Teves, Iyer, Nissen, the Shnas HaShmita. Karva Shnas HaSheva, Shnas HaShmita. Amameyata Sheva Shonim Shul HaOilam. It means the seventh year of the world meaning that's universally observed as Shmita. Umikan, Sheshmita's Ksofim, Ushmita's Karka, Chayfafais, Vechalois, Yachtov, Vemoyed Echad. That means that the Rabbi Yosef Lili is telling us the true pshat in the pasuk is that Shemitah's Ksofim and Shemitah's Karka overlap and are chal and go into effect simultaneously, the Moed Echad, which is Shnas HaShemitah, which is the Shemitah year. Hatzmah d'shtei HaShemitah Zulazu, Af Murmezes B'milim, this linkage of the two Shemitahs, of Shemitah's Ksofim and Shemitah's Karkois, is a merumas in the words of the Zed Dvar Hashmita Shamayit. Shtei Shmitas Lefaneinu. We have two Shmitas. Hashmita. The famous, well-known Shmita. Hashmita, the Shmita's Karka. That Shmita's Karka. Shamayit. Relinquish, release Shmita's Ksofim. Is referring to Shmitas Ksofim. The Hatzmada Imeris, this linkage is teaching us, Ki kol oid shekayemis Shmitas Karka, tiskayim gam Shmitas Ksofim. It's telling us that as long as the requirement of Shmitas Karka is in effect, so tiskayim gam Shmitas Ksofim. So there is also the requirement of Shmitas Ksofim. V'kach gam Dosh Rebbe. V'ze dvar hashmita shamayit. The Gemara explains. V'ze dvar hashmita shamayit. V'shtei shmitas hakosav medaber. The Torah is talking about two shmitas. This is how Rebbe explains in the Gemara. V'ze dvar hashmita shamayit. V'shtei shmitas hakosav medaber. Achas b'shmitas karka. V'achas b'shmitas ksofim. Bizman sha'at and mishamed karka. We're going to see this when we learn the Gemara. Please remember to bring the Gemara Gittin. Bizman sha'at and mishamed karka, at mishamed ksofim. When you mishamed, when you're required to be mishamed karka, when there's a shmitas karka in Eretz Yisrael, at mishamed ksofim. Then there's a requirement to be mishamed ksofim. Bizman sha'ain at mishamed karka. When there is no obligation to be mishamed karka, iyat mishamed ksof, then you are not mishamed ksof. Drosha zu eina emeris shmitas ksofim smudu l'shmitas karka mebchinas hatarich ushtei miskaimas b'izmanas. Zu l'tzad zu b'izashana. What Rebbe is emphasizing here in this Gemara is not the date of Shmitas Ksofim as coinciding or depending upon Shmitas Karka. The Ikki here is not the timing. The Ikki here is the very mitzias of this din of Shmitas Ksofim. Drosha zu omeres ki bizmanenu, what Rebbe is saying, is that bizmanenu, in our time, she'ein Shmitas Karka midiraisa, that Shmitas Karka is not midiraisa. That's Rebbe holds. The Shemitah's Karka is nowadays is Midrabban, it's not Midraisa. Loi tehe av Shemitah's Ksofim Midraisa. Shemitah's Ksofim depends on Shemitah's Karka. When Shemitah's Karka is Midraisa, then Shemitah's Ksofim is Midraisa. When Shemitah's Karka is Midrabban, then Shemitah's Ksofim is Midrabban. Umasai loi miskayemis Shemitah's Karka. And when the Shemitah's Karka not miskayemis from the Torah, Midraisa, gam al kach dorash Rebbe. Rebbe teaches us that in the Yerushalmi. In Shvi'is and in Gittin, Rebbe Omer, Shnei Shmitim Halolu, Shmita V'Yovel. So we have a third level of Shmita, which is of course the highest, which is Yovel. So Rebbe Omer, Shnei Shmitim Halolu, it's also a day of letting, a year of letting go, a time of letting go, of releasing. So Rebbe Omer, Shnei Shmitim Halolu, these two Shmitas, Shmita V'Yovel. B'shor Shaha Yovel Noyeg, Shmita Noyheg Dvar Torah. When Yovel is in effect, then Shmita is Noheg Dvar Torah. Then Shmita is Midaraisa. Shmita is linked to Yovel. So it's a Hishtalslus of Yovel, Shmita's Karka, and Shmita's Ksofim. That's the Hishtalslus. B'shor Shaha Yovel Noheg, Shmita Noheg Dvar Torah. Posku Yovelos, when Yovel is not in effect, then Shmita Neheges Midivreihem. Then Shmita doesn't disappear altogether, then Shmita is not Midiraisa, then Shmita is Midirabonim. Amosai Posku HaYovelos, so Rebbe says, when did that happen? When were the Yovelos, when did we stop observing Yovel? Yoishveha. Yovel depends on a matzav of Yeshveha. Bizman she Yeshveha aleha, loy bizman she golu mitaycha. Yovel depends on the majority of Klal Yisrael living in the land. Yeshveha aleha, loy bizman she golu mitaycha. So, since Yovel is not observed because of that unfortunate matzav of Golus, mimela. Shmita's Karaka is not Midaraisa, it's Midrabanan, and Shmita's Ksofim, which is linked to Shmita's Karaka, is also not Midaraisa, it's Midrabanan. Lema, HaShmita Poska Be'ez Shehayovel Posak. Shmita stopped, as far as the Daraisa is concerned, Shmita stopped Be'ez Shehayovel Posak, when Yovel stopped. Ushneim enem kayom kayom, and neither of them exist midaraisa these days. V'chol kiyum l'shal shmitas karka b'zmanenu eina elim midrabanan. And the entire institution of shmitas karka in our times is midrabanan. This is the view of Rabbi, and this is what this is l'halacha in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, and of course has a huge impact upon all of the halachas of shmita b'zmanenu and how they're observed in Eretz Yisrael. Kviya zu shem shabosis l'takonis ha'pruzbul shel hilal tikein. This view of Rabbi would become the basis, would serve as the basis of the takana of Pruzbul that Hillel was mesakein, that when it comes to shmita, that Hillel was mesakein a way for the malve to be able to be goyva the chayv, to be able to collect the chayv, despite the fact that it's shmita. That's based on this view of Rabbi, as we'll learn it in the Gemara Mitzvah. It's better to see it inside. But that's based on this view of Rabbi, that the whole inyan of Shemitah's Ksafim Bizmanenu is Midrabanan. So that enables Hillel HaZaken to make the Takana Midrabanan to create a Pruzbul. How the Pruzbul works, we're going to learn in Mitzvah inside and see. If not for this view that we just learned of Rabbi, Sheshmita Bizman is a Midrabanan, that Shemitah nowadays is not Midrais, it's Midrabanan, La Haya Yochel Hillel Leka Mitzvah Min HaTorah. Hillel would not have been able to uproot a mitzvah from the Torah, a din of Shemitah's Ksafim, if it would be Midrais. Hillel could not be Misakin at Takanis Prosbul to collect the Chayvis if Shemitah would be in effect. Hatayra Amra Shamait. The Torah says Shamait. That means the Torah is telling every Malva Shamait that he has to let go of the Chayv. The Hillel, so how could Hillel come, Afshu Nasi V'Chacham Ador, even though he was the great Nasi, he was the Chacham Ador, how could Hillel come? Ena Rishoy L'Sakin Takona, he would not be allowed to be Misakin Takona, to make a Takona, Shetayov Shaligvais, as Achayvis Bishnas HaShemitah, that would enable a person to go against the Torah. If the Torah says Shamai, Hillel couldn't come to make a Takona that would allow you to collect the Chayvis during Shemitah. Kach Shoyel Atam, and that's talking about the Gemara asks, as we'll see in Shem inside tomorrow. Could there be such a thing? The midrashes, the shmita, midrashes, mishamta shvius, that the Torah is mishamet the chayv, and what? Vehiskin hillel the loy mishametis, and Hillel can come along and say, no, it's not mishamet. The loy has to pay the malva. He can go against the Torah. Chuvas Abaye. So that's what Abaye answers. The Shvius Bizman Hazeh. We're talking about Shvius Bizman Hazeh. Which is, by the way, interesting, because the Takanas Pruzbul of Hillel took place before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos talks about this. It took place before the Churban, so then you would think that at that time that he said that Shemitah was still in place midaraisa. The Shemitah was in place midaraisa. Right, we'll talk about that. But already, Yovel was not in place. So that it could be that even before the Churban, but it's not for now, we'll get to that. So Abaye answers, Shuvas Abaye b'shvis b'zman hazeh v'rebihi. He's talking about shvis b'zman hazeh. Shemitah in our times, v'rebihi, and the view of Rebbe. And what's the view of Rebbe? That Shemitah b'zmanenu. Shmita's karka is midirabanan, it's not midiraisa. I mean, Mimela, Shmita's ksafim is midirabanan, and Hillel is able to make a takana because it's midirabanan, so Hillel can make a takana of Pruzbul. Ubehamshech, utakina rabanan b'shamit, gam bizman hazeh. So in other words, really, there would be no Shmita's ksafim at all nowadays. There would be no Shmita's ksafim at all. But the Chachamim, now this is very interesting. Takina rabanan, it's not just that Shemitah's Ksafim slipped from the Deraisa and went down one level to the Rabbanan. But the Chacham were Mesakein, what? A Shemitah's Ksafim Midrabanan, they made a Takana, Gam Bizman Hazeh, Zechel Shvis. It's a very important sentence in the Gemara. It's not that it changed from the Deraisa to the Rabbanan. But the Chacham were Mesakein, a Shemitah's Ksafim Midrabanan. Why? Zechel Shvis. Shalaitishtakach teres shvius, as Rashi explains. In order that we shouldn't forget teres shvius. We shouldn't forget Shemitah. That's a very important part of the equation. That they were takinu derabonet to tishamet. That they made a takonet to tishamet. So we'll finish this piece, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. And then we'll go on to learn the Gemara and the whole union of